And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Australia Post is trialling some big changes.
Yes.
And when I say that, what does it do to your insides? How are you feeling automatically? Let's just check in with ourselves.
I am a bit anxious.
Okay.
It's just my blood pressure starts sort of rising when you say the A word, the AP word, if you were the two AP words.
But you have had some good experiences of late, so maybe the tide's turning.
Maybe.
Yeah. See, you're scared to say it. Believe, Tom. They are going to trial something in their actual store. Now, if you've been to an Australia Post store before, delightful. I mean, you're standing in line and you look around and you're like, there's a Bluey toy and there's, you know, some screwdrivers.
Mm.
Oh, and there's some letters as well. Beautiful. It's got it all.
And there's a collector coin
$120.
Coin,
stamps.
Yep.
You know, books about random stuff.
Mm-hmm. People behind the counters just got massive sort of Cartier watches and...
They don't.
Fur coats. And
they don't. It's only in Melbourne, not here. Geelong, Ballarine and surrounds. All good people.
Yeah.
But they are going to trial changing rooms in stores.
Okay. Well, I did hear this and I thought, what? Why? And then I just moved on with my life.
Okay. So if you've stood out the front of an Australia Post store before, you probably would have seen people walking past with giant bags that say ASOS on it or the Iconic, right? The two of the big online shopping stores. I mean, that's for me personally. That's where I do a lot of online shopping, if I am, or always shopping local. But, you know, sometimes, you know.
Well, what I do is I will shop local.
But then get sent.
But yeah, so I'll shop at, if I can't actually go into a local store, I'll go to the website of a local business.
Yes.
That way I'm still helping.
Supporting local.
But it's convenient.
Yeah, exactly. So that's good. We're both doing the same thing there then. People can decide on the spot, hey, I'm going to grab my bag of clothing that I've got from online and I'm going to try it right now so that I don't have to go home, try it on, then come back to the post office if I don't want it and return it.
Okay. So post offices are quite small, generally.
Yes.
This is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Yes.
I'm not getting nude in a post office.
No, and I guarantee I can put money on it that it will be a curtain and not a door.
Yeah.
And that curtain will be one that comes in from the sides a bit and that you have to pin on the wall. Oh, no, it doesn't. Oh, I'll put my bag here. Now the other side's open. Oh, no. I'm not getting nude in an Australia Post.
Yep.
Love that you're thinking of us.
Yeah, yeah.
And nah.
I give it less than a week before you're stepping into those booths and there's like it's just full of packages that have to be, you know, delivered because they don't have any storage space because they're tiny and they don't have room for change rooms.
Also,
what a stupid idea.
Think of the people working behind the register that are going to get, they're going to look over, someone's going to have their head out. Oh, do you reckon you could help me with this zip? No. I'm not retail staff.
Go away. Yeah. What are they going to put?
It's combining worlds that don't belong.
They're already sort of understaffed.
Yeah.
How are they going to police a change room
no,
as well?
Stop it. I love that you guys are thinking outside the box,
yeah.
And that's great. But think inside the box. The box is where magic happens.
You need to take the box and bring it to my goddamn house on time. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. We've got the sort of the situation that everybody's been waiting for. The answer that everybody's been waiting for is, did Lingy redeem himself at GMHBA Stadium yesterday? We were allowed to access the ground by the Cadinia Park Stadium Trust.
Yes.
And to recreate the most shameful moment, one of the most, probably the most shameful moment of your life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my second game of footy. A lot of people would have seen it on, it's always played over and over again on the worst misses ever. My kids laugh at me. Everyone laughs at me. I kick the ball out on the full. I love the name you gave it, the Ling Shank Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
I had that opportunity. Listen, do you want the answer right now?
No.
We understand that it's traumatising for you, but it's been more traumatising for Steve, and that's who we really care about, Steve in sales. We'll get to him after this, but we do have someone on the phone who is also traumatised by this. Let's welcome Terry from Herne Hill. Terry, so sorry to bring up this for you, man.
That's
I
okay.
Know it's hard.
It is hard. Yes.
Do you remember the shank?
I do. I remember. I also re-looked at it yesterday on YouTube.
Yeah.
In a package that was actually created on the footy show.
Yeah.
with a number of other shanks.
Right.
It's not as bad as the other ones, is it, Terry?
Well, it's one of the worst, but I'll give you credit, Lee. It was only your second game. Imagine if it was your 200th game.
Yes, that's right, Terry. Thank you. Looking for a silver lining there.
Terry, tell me this, right? So you remember it clearly. Did you question your Cats fandom at that point? Did you think about jumping ship to another team?
No, definitely not. No.
You can hear Terry crying.
No, definitely not.
Yeah. Really struggling.
What about,
to get
did you think, oh, I don't know if this Ling kid's going to make it?
No, he was always going to make it because they had because the talent scouts always said, oh, this kid's going to be great.
Mm.
So he had to rely on the talent scouts.
Yeah,
see,
right.
I should have just rang Terry years ago and got a pump up from him. Yeah. Thank
Terry,
you so much
Terry
for your support.
Is so under duress and stress. I mean, I can hear that in his voice. More people are calling up now as well. More people traumatised by this event.
No.
Should we go to them?
Yeah, let's go to Dominic. Morning, Dominic from Grovedale. You're live on the air, mate. Are you also traumatised by the Ling Shank?
Well, I was for a long time, but I'm actually ringing to apologise to Cameron Ling.
Oh,
why, Dominic?
Well, Cameron, I am a very passionate, parochial Geelong fan, and I remember this game clearly. I was with my best friend, and I got quite upset at you shanking the ball. And I think I might have yelled some verbal abuse, some very nice words that we don't like to mention in public, and maybe said you'd never amount to anything.
And how right you were, Dominic.
I do remember you going to a breakfast for the GFL, and I was the president of Grovedale Netball Club at the stage, and you're talking about that game, and I think you actually said, I heard a fan in the crowd abuse the hell out of me and tell me I'd never amount to anything, and then you went on to mention that you're an All-Australian, AFL captain, premiership player, and I sat in my seat thinking to the floor, and my vice president said, Dom, are you okay? And I said, I was that man. I've held that in my heart for a long, long time, and I'm sorry, because you were one of the greatest players.
Redemption all round, it seems like.
Thank you, Dominic. Thank you. I feel like this is a cleansing moment for everyone.
Well, it might be, but if you shank it again, it'd be even worse. Double down
Hilarious.
On the trauma.
Hilarious. I love the fact that you obviously go to functions and do the spiel that you do every morning when you roll into the studio off air.
Ladies
and gentlemen, welcome.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
The shank heard around the world. Top 10 worst goal attempts of all time.
Well, AFL history, just the top 10 worst things to happen on a football field in history.
Exactly.
All footballs,
and
too.
all of the codes. Yeah. If you missed it, let's go back to the year 2000. Geelong are playing Essendon. Let's hear it.
He had Ling, but he went for goal. Stoneham keeps it back in. Did that really well, and Ling will kick a goal. Oh, no! He's kicked it out of the ball.
You're right, Hutto does laugh in there.
The chuckle in Hutto's voice.
It was embarrassing. It was traumatic. Not just for you, Cameron Ling, but also for Steve. We welcome Steve. You work here at Sales, Steve.
Good morning.
Yes, for many, many years, I never knew who that person was. So after in the coverage, I miss, it's out in the full, Hutto has his laugh, then shot of the crowd of this single lonely figure in the crowd. I never knew who that was. Mm. I had no idea. Probably didn't really want to know because it wasn't a great moment for myself. Fast forward, I found out it was Steve. And Steve, you've carried this burden with you just like I have for all these years. Yeah.
Well, the difference is I knew who you were. So, yeah. It's been even harder for me.
Now, Steve, I understand that you've opened up, and thank you so much for being so brave and coming and talking about this. You've opened up about how it changed your eating habits and everything as well, even for years.
Yeah. Everything's been a mess since 2000.
Mm. Can't even look at the colour red.
No, there's been no McDonald's.
No Paddle Pops.
No Paddle Pop Lions. No, it's been
Can't listen to Nickelback.
Yeah.
Yeah, traumatic. Yeah, it's been a tough time.
And I mean, We asked you if there was a chance for Lingy to redeem this.
Well, to make right the wrong he did to you personally all those years ago, and everybody who's a Cats fan or was at that time. Mm. I mean, they might have left in droves. I don't know.
Yeah,
we haven't done the research.
Yeah,
they're back, obviously.
We do know. We do know that the statistics show that appointments to psychologists did go up just after that kick, Lingy. So I mean, we take from that statistic what we will. We went to K Park. And we decided, okay, you can be there as yourself.
Yes,
you play your role.
I needed to redeem myself. Mm-hmm. I needed to have Steve there in the crowd again because
Steve
we needed
there.
To share it together. I needed some other players in this if we were going to do it, though.
Yeah, Tom.
So I needed a Barry Stoneham who was going to tap the ball down to me.
That was you.
I needed an Essendon defender who Barry Stoneham was basically just going to ragdoll and to fall over. So that was going to be you, Log.
Resident professional faller. That's Loggy.
Hi.
I needed James Hurd, one of the greatest players ever who was chasing me. That's why I was under such enormous pressure. Mm. I needed someone to be Hurdy.
So and we got Tim to do
Tim.
That.
I needed a goal umpire who was all set to give the big goals signal. Mm-hmm. Instead, just watched as the ball sailed out of bounds on the full.
Mm-hmm. And that was Jess.
That was Jess. The scene was set.
Yes. And it was a beautiful day at K Park. But did it end in success or did you double down on the shank? Can we have a drum roll, please?
Nailed it!
Steve, congratulations!
Yeah, no, I'm a happy boy this morning.
Yeah, how did it feel being there in the crowd scene?
It felt great. It felt everything, all my emotions just poured out. I loved it.
It was we've got a video of it. It's going to go up on all of our socials here at K-Rock. Barry Stoneham, Tommy, beautiful little tap down to me.
You can see me squeal as I hit the ball and it hurts my wrist.
You kept going, ow.
Yeah. Log, great fall. Fantastic fall as Aaron Henneman, Essendon defender.
Yeah.
Almost the hardest part for me, Steve, was bending down to pick the ball up off the ground. My back sort of went a little bit. But the moment where I nailed it and I really banged it home, the goal, where I could run to you in the crowd and we embraced.
You had a spring in your step.
I felt that connection, like years of torment were gone.
I feel like I need a hug you or something right now.
Oh, go on.
If you guys want a hug, you're allowed to.
Oh, come on.
The beautiful. Pain is gone.
Wrongs have been righted.
Yes.
And the story has been rewritten.
Please, when you do watch the video, just please excuse at the speed that I'm moving at and just how tight the jumper is around the body, okay?
And also assume that we did it first take. Head to K-Rock Geelong on Instagram, Facebook and check it out. The Ling Shank Redemption has been successful.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
I had a little job that needed doing around the house. I was fortunate. I was able to go bang with the phone, brother-in-law, electrician, get the job done. Thank you very much. It got me thinking, what's the ultimate profession to have within the family, within that network where you can just pick it up, make a quick call? Is it a tradie, plumber, electrician, whatever the trade may be? Is it a medical professional? You're saying, Tommy, you've got nurses galore within your family. So good when the kids get sick.
Absolutely.
You can just ring them up.
2 a.m.
Come and help me. Loggy, if you're ever in trouble, maybe you need a legal professional within your family to sort you out.
Well, look, we're food-based. So if you need someone to bring you lettuce right now, I mean, and that's happening, remember?
Mate, potatoes aren't cheap.
Exactly. All the collies are just tiny and yellow at the supermarket, no, if you want the big white stuff, cauliflowers to you, if you've got a cauliflower emergency, my family's the place.
They're the ones who are going to sort you out. So we put the call out there. But what is the best profession to have within the family? Dean from Ocean Grove. Good morning, Dean. What do you reckon?
Good morning, Loggy, Lingy and Tommy. How are we?
Yeah, good mate. Now, what's the best profession to have in the family, mate?
So definitely, I've got two. It's a two-parter, but 100% plumber, all right? Because we'll have a go at anything. Electrician, doing building, we'll have a go at landscaping. We'll have a go. And it probably won't be too bad. And then, but you also do need, maybe on the uncle's side, so just a little bit removed, a successful lawyer. Just in case.
Kirby's in Brimley. Morning, Kirby.
Morning, guys. How are we doing?
We're good, thank you. What's the best trade or best profession to have in your family?
An IT service person.
Oh, good thinking, Kirby.
I'm actually one, so.
How many annoying calls do you get off your family members?
It's more messages, like, and screenshots and stuff.
Yeah.
When things mess up, and I'm usually able to troubleshoot it and get it sorted within at least half an hour max.
And people might be thinking laptop stuff, but I guarantee you'd be getting, how do I log into Netflix on this smart TV? Do you get a bit of that?
Yeah, like, a lot of the smart stuff, like smart appliances with houses, because it's such a large market and there's a lot of smart homes out and about now, I've got a lot of my friends up in Melbourne that message me going, oh mate, this has happened, we had a short and all this kind of stuff, can you help me get this through sorted? And a majority of the time I'll be on the phone with them and in 10 minutes we're good.
And Kerbs, is the answer just always, hey, turn it off and turn it back on again?
Yeah.
Do you want to know what? That's actually the very first thing that we get told to say.
That's awesome.
Your family gets it for free. That is awesome.
Also writing down Kirby's number.
Mm-hmm. Skye from Kerr Lewis is next. Now, Skye, what profession is the best one to have in the family?
Well, my partner and my stepdad are mechanics, I love it when my car goes. Yeah, my stepdad can get discounts for parts, so I love it.
Great thinking, Skye.
Not even the parts, just like, it's making a weird noise, can you have a look for me?
Mm. Yeah, it's got no petrol
always
in it, Tom.
Yeah.
Or if you're in Tom's car, don't put that window down, don't touch that window, that window can't be touched. Well, you could get him to fix it.
If you touch that window, the roof comes off. And the bonnet flies up as well. All right, we have got Lloydie from Armstrong Creek. He's called through. Morning, Lloydie.
Morning, guys, how are we?
Yeah, good, thanks. Now, what's the best profession to have in the family?
Me.
Okay. Ooh.
What are you doing, Lloydie?
I'm a carpenter and an odd job obelisk.
Right.
You can do it all.
I can do pretty much everything carpentry, as well as maintenance, painting, plastering, pretty much all those sort of stuff. So if you've got any issues or that's a quick rundown, I'm pretty much be on the spot and willing to help you out.
That's a handy family member if you can do it all. No matter how many times you stuff up, you just ring Lloydie and you sort it.
Mm. It's great to have all of these people in the K-Rock family as well, because we've got your numbers, guys. Yeah. So we're going to make sure we're calling you when we need you.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at K-Rock 955 weekday mornings from 6.